Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. At Ben and Kelly Show, great place to get a hold of us. You can DM us a question. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you. Josh sent us this.
Yeah, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm a big fan of your show. Really love all the group therapy sessions you do.
Yeah. All right,
well,
Josh.
Something happened to me over the weekend, and I thought I'd see if maybe you could use this, maybe give me your thoughts on what I did wrong.
Okay.
I've been talking to this girl I met online for a couple of months.
Mm.
She and I have talked on the phone and texted almost every day since we matched.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she doesn't live in Louisville, but about 45 minutes away.
Okay.
We finally got to meet for the first time, and I thought I'd bring her a little gift to show my appreciation.
Okay.
Plus, she had a birthday in October, so it was a little belated birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I picked out a nice necklace pendant from one of the local jewelry stores. Thought she would love it, because what woman doesn't like jewelry?
Okay.
Well, it did the opposite, and I don't get it.
Oh.
She laughed and said she can't accept it. It's too expensive.
Okay.
First of all, how does she know what it costs? I got her a little necklace pendant with an opal, her birthstone, on it. Aww. And second, how does she know how much is too much? It cost me about $250.
Okay.
But I have the money and I wanted to spend it on her to make a good impression.
Okay.
Well, that completely backfired. It was awkward, but I could tell she tried to make the most of the date anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Afterward, we texted. She told me it was too expensive too early.
Mm.
And she said she was still getting to know me, and I can't throw jewelry like that at her.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a thing? What did I do wrong? We really haven't texted much since, but it's only been a few days. So Ben and Kelly, help!
Mm. Well, didn't she answer your question? What did you do wrong?
Yeah.
I feel like he answered that.
It was too much too soon.
Right, right. You just came on a little too heavy.
Yeah. The thought is really sweet, but maybe if you wanted to do a little gift, it is much less expensive. It's a nice gesture. I'll tell you this. I had a guy in college show up for a date, our first date,
mm-hmm.
and he brought me a little package of like shower gels?
Like shower gels?
Yeah, like Bath and Body Works.
Like something you get out of a hotel or something?
No. Like Bath and Body Works. Like put together a little gift set.
Okay.
Of Bath and Body Works stuff, which was cute. I appreciated the gesture. You know, it didn't cost him too much money. It was a little.
So you're saying
odd,
that maybe he could have, meaning Josh, could have gone a little less and more the thought that counts. I think he I think he did good with the thought, thinking, okay, she had a birthday in October, birth month, opal, you know, all that stuff.
Yes. That's really sweet, but $250 is a lot to drop on someone that you're just meeting and you've really just been talking to for a little bit.
To you and I, but maybe Josh is rich.
Oh, okay, yes, but she is telling you that's too much. It's too much. Like, she is literally telling you that. So it's a great idea to show up with a little something, but it's something a little, you could have gotten her little cute pair of earrings that doesn't cost much.
But not even jewelry. Like, I'm sure there was something that came up in your text conversations and phone calls with her over the past couple months that you could have like earmarked and said, oh, okay, she really likes this. She likes this character, this TV show, this movie, this whatever. And you can do something that is more thoughtful when it comes to that, as opposed
like
to
a gift card to the movie theater. Says, I thought this would be great for our next date.
Yeah. I will say, you know,
stuff like that.
My wife is not a huge jewelry person. Like, she's not I can't go out and just go, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to get her, you know, a nice necklace or something for our anniversary, and that'll be done.
Like, and she'd be like, do you know me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, she doesn't typically wear a whole lot of jewelry. So that's not necessarily a thing. And maybe Josh's, you know, girl that he's been talking to, maybe she's of the same cloth, that maybe she's not a jewelry person. And that, coupled with the fact that it was, you know, an expensive piece of jewelry.
Right.
She was just like, whoa, pump the brakes.
Yeah, Paulette's like, he's thoughtful. I get it. Yes, I completely appreciate the gesture. We just missed the mark a little bit with what the present actually was. I think maybe if he paid a little attention to, like you said, her likes, dislikes, and maybe honed in on something like that that would show, hey, I was paying attention. And I'm starting to get to know you, and I want to get to know more.
So tell us what he bought you too early. He or she bought you too early in the relationship that kind of had you freaked out. Like, was it as drastic as a wedding dress? Was it a...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, because we've had those group therapies before where, you know, she's bought the wedding dress because she saw it on sale. She knew that she wanted it and she got it. But then it's like, oh gosh, this
is
going to send the wrong message.
That's different than him
buying it for her. Well, that is true. that is true. All right. Let us know your story. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear some of those coming up here next. So we got this DM from Josh who he surprised the girl that he had been talking to online with a $250 necklace pendant as kind of a belated birthday gift, first time we're meeting sort of present. And kind of freaked her out a little bit.
Yeah, she said it was too much too soon.
Yep, yep. Got a message from a listener. He bought me a dog.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What? What?
Because we were like, hey, tell us what he bought you too early in the relationship that had you freaked out. He bought me a dog.
Oh, that is,
we're
going to
need more
on
that.
Oh, there is a story. That is like committing someone to taking care of an animal for a very long time. What if they don't even like that animal?
She must have said something like, I would love to get a dog. He's like, all right, say no more.
Oh, wow.
I'll do that for you.
There's a difference, though, between, oh, I kind of wish I had a dog, to actually committing to doing that. What if the circumstances where she lived didn't allow it, and that was why she couldn't have one?
Yeah, well, again, going to need a little bit more on that. All right, hey, what was your circumstance there, Miranda?
Hi, so I was just listening to your story, and my boyfriend and I had been dating for about 2 weeks at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a single mom, and so he asked his friends at work what is a good gift to get a single mom, you know, that she wouldn't normally buy herself.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
And so he ended up, it was really sweet, but I was very surprised when I opened up a very, very, very expensive perfume. I don't wear perfume. I work in healthcare, so I can't actually wear perfume anywhere. Oh. And so I've maybe used it once since then. And then he told me how much it cost. It was like $150, $200 bottle of perfume. And now I feel like I have to wear it all the time.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, maybe just wear it around him.
That's the plan, because he bought us matching, like, he has the male version of the perfume.
Oh,
wait, they have that?
Yeah, typically they do. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know anything about perfumes. I don't know anything about colognes or anything like that.
Yeah, neither do I.
There's usually a guy version and a girl version of like the same name. Yeah.
So that was very sweet of him, but I hardly wear it because of my circumstances, and I wear it around him sometimes. But yeah, it was very shocking.
Do you like it? Do you like the way it smells?
I do. It's not like the best smelling thing, but it's definitely not the worst smelling thing either.
Okay.
That's probably not what he wanted to hear, but.
Okay.
No, I told him I loved it because of how much money he spent on me. And it was a very thoughtful gift because I don't buy myself perfumes or colognes or, you know, anything like that.
Yes. So. No. And that's really, that's a good tip for any man trying to maybe think about buying perfume for his lady. That is a very personal thing. Unless she tells you, hey, I love this scent. And, you know, then it's okay to buy it. But I would not, like, just go and pick something out unless you know she likes it. Because that is that's a personal thing. Yeah, smells can be a very personal thing.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you, Miranda. I appreciate that.
I'm still, like, blown away by the dog. That is so presumptuous.
Yeah.
I mean, unless she said, I want you to buy me a dog. Yeah. I don't know if we do that.
Yeah. Jen says jewelry shouldn't even be given out on the first date. That's creepy. You should really wait until the L word comes about.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That is, it can be a very...
Commitment sort of
yes.
gift. Yeah.
Yeah, that can mean more than just, oh, I thought you'd like this.
Yeah.
Nice gesture kind of gift.
But again, like a well thought out gift, I think trumps an expensive gift anytime.
Oh, exactly. It's something that notice that's very tailored to them and shows that you paid attention and you're getting to know them.
You were just talking about perfumes. Alicia says, yeah, my husband bought a new perfume for me for my birthday. It's awful, but I still wear it. Oh, you are scaring me away from ever trying to do anything like that. That
well,
is for sure.
You take her shopping and you get her to smell some different ones and see what she likes first before you pull the trigger on buying anything like that. Because again, that is a very personal thing. People, you know, a very popular perfume may not necessarily, you know,
smell right on everybody.
Yes. Yeah. It's really on how it smells on you and your pH balance. Yeah.
Look at that. Science.
I know.
All right. So, Josh, again, getting back to your thing, I don't necessarily write off the whole situation, but maybe
hasn't texted much.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe she wrote it off for him.
Maybe, but I'm just saying, like, apologize and, you know, almost see if you can hit the reset button. But you're right. Maybe it's too much too soon, and that's it. So, all right. Well, hey, keep us posted. All right, Josh. I don't know if we helped.
We gave him some other ideas of maybe a better route to go on if he wants to, you know, give a little gift the first time on a date next time.
Yeah, with the next girl.
With the next girl.
All right. Thanks, Josh.